Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of The School Run. The School Run is a series which was created by our very own Ben Van Hook, and it was designed to allow us, the members of the Burst team, to play you some songs from our childhoods and, you know, an excuse to go on a bit of a nostalgia trip and relive some of the memories and stories that surrounded the music that we listened to at the time. So this week it is my turn. I am Sarah Stacey, as you probably know, and I'm going to be playing you some of the songs that I used to listen to when I was a kid. Now, my cut-off point is around age 12, so that was around 2004. I was born in 1992, so I would have been 12 in 2004. Everyone's different. Everyone has different time spans that they're going to follow in their episodes, but this is mine. So age 12 is my cut-off point. And my starting point is roughly the age of about 2, because that was when I first became aware of a lot of music. I'm a very nostalgic person by nature, so this is going to be like heaven for me. I hope that you'll enjoy some of the songs I'm playing today. Some of them are quite cheesy, some of them pretty good, but yeah, they all defined my childhood. So the first song I'm going to play for you today is a song from a film that I loved when I was a kid, Mary Poppins. I was obsessed with Mary Poppins when I was a child, and I still am. I still think it's a great movie, and I would never get sick of it. There were times when I'd watch it nearly every day, because we had the VHS in our house, and my auntie also had the VHS. So I used to spend a lot of time in my auntie's place when I was a kid. And so Mary Poppins was always there. There was always a copy somewhere. So lucky for me. Probably bad for my parents, because I used to ask to watch it like every day. So that must have driven them mad. But I still watch it whenever it's on TV. Now this song is from the film, and it's an absolutely beautiful song. I love it. And we had this song on a Disney soundtrack album, and so I used to enjoy listening to it a lot. It's such a lovely, peaceful song, and I could listen to it forever. So this is Julie Andrews from Mary Poppins singing Feed the Birds.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little bird, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare, all it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. The birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see, each time someone shows that he cares. Though her words are simple and few, listen, listen, she's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. She's calling to you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a
So that was Feed the Birds from Mary Poppins, and I was just absolutely in love with that film as a kid and still am. So now I'm going to move on to roughly the age of about maybe 3 or 4. So this was a band that I was obsessed with at the time, the Spice Girls. I loved the Spice Girls, and I'm pretty sure most girls my age loved them as well. I actually had a girl power sticker on my bike, so I was really into that whole message. My cousin Kirsty was a big Spice Girls fan too. We're very close in age, there's only a few months between us. And we liked a lot of the same things, and the Spice Girls was one of them. So she used to come over to my house a lot, and we would dance around my kitchen to this song particularly, all the Spice Girls songs, but particularly this song that I'm about to play. We also went to see the Spice World movie together when it came out in 1997, which was very exciting. I actually haven't seen the film since, and I can't remember anything about it, but I do remember how excited I was when I went to see it. So I would have been like 5 at the time. Everyone also had a particular Spice Girl that they wanted to be, and most people used to say Baby Spice because she was, you know, she was real girly, and in reality I wanted to be Sporty Spice because I was a real tomboy as a child, and I still do have that kind of streak in me, so I wanted to be her. But for some reason I have this memory of my parents asking us which Spice Girl we wanted to be. And Kirsty said Baby Spice. And I think they were expecting me to say Sporty Spice, because as I said, that is who I actually wanted to be. But for some reason, I didn't answer Sporty Spice. What I said, and I have absolutely no idea to this day why this came out of my mouth, but I said, I want to be Pork Spice. Now, my parents found this hilarious and probably a little bit weird. And to this day, I have no idea why I said that. Because what does Pork Spice even mean? But yeah, that's what I said. Now, maybe I was trying to be different or something. But I knew I wasn't a stupid child by any means. I knew Pork Spice was not a Spice Girl. But that's what I said. So yeah, that's the first weird story of the afternoon for you. But anyway, so yeah, Pork Spice, Sporty Spice, whoever. I loved the Spice Girls. And this is the particular song that we used to dance around my kitchen to. This is Stop.
Thank you.
So that was Stop by the Spice Girls. And that was one of the songs that I was obsessed with when I was a kid. Even if I did want to be Pork Spice. Oh, bizarre. Anyway, so so the next song I'm going to play is a song that, strangely enough, I didn't like when I was a kid and I really like now. But one way or the other, it was a real defining song in my childhood. So for an Irish person growing up, Thin Lizzy were pretty much inescapable. Phil Lynott is like a legend to everybody in Ireland, and rightly so. When I was young, my parents used to enjoy playing this particular Thin Lizzy song to me because it had my name in it. Phil Lynott's daughter was called Sarah and he wrote it for her. So as you can imagine, it was like the perfect song for somebody with my name. But at the time, I hated this song. I used to get really embarrassed and I would actually run away crying whenever I heard it because I hated people looking at me and saying that it was my song. And also, whenever it came on, my dad would try to dance with me and sing it to me, and people would look and laugh, and they were laughing because they probably thought it was cute, but I thought they were laughing at me, so I was mortified, so I hated this song. But now that I'm older and I'm no longer a weird child, I think it's a lovely song, and it's a great compliment to have a song like this with your name in it. So this is Thin Lizzy with Sarah.
Sarah,
So that was Thin Lizzy with Sarah. And now I think it's a lovely song, but at the time it used to really, really embarrass me. So that was one of the weird stories from my childhood. Moving on now, when I was young, Britpop was huge, absolutely huge. I was really small, but I remember it being very exciting, and the whole Oasis versus Blur thing. We actually liked both Oasis and Blur in my house, but as I've grown up, I've come to appreciate Blur more than Oasis. I've always preferred them. I thought they were much more fun and more diverse as well. I think a lot of what Oasis did was, you know, the same. So we were all big Blur fans in my house, and we still are. We had Park Life on cassette. It came out in 1994, so I would have been two, but I definitely remember having that on cassette. And that was another one, like the Spice Girls, that used to get played on our stereo that we had in the kitchen. And I used to like dancing around to that. It's funny because I actually hate dancing now. But yeah, at the time I would dance to like anything, as long as no strangers were watching. So this particular song was one I loved dancing around the kitchen to. It's still a big favourite of mine. This is Girls and Boys by Blur.
Thank you.
That's still a great song all these years later. That was Girls and Boys by Blur. You're listening to The School Run with Sarah Stacey. This is my episode this week where I'm playing some songs that defined my childhood and telling a few stories along the way as well. If you want to listen to any of the other School Run episodes that the other Burst team members have done so far, you can check them out on our website, burst.co.uk. We've got Liana, Kieran, Ben and Jasper who've done theirs so far, and now it's my turn. So I hope you're enjoying all this nostalgic music. So I'm going to move on now to, well, we haven't had any boy bands so far. We've had girl groups like the Spice Girls. Now it's a boy band's turn. Ugh, hideous. People must think that every Irish child in the 90s loved Boyzone. I have to confess, I didn't. I was never actually really a fan of Boyzone. One of my relatives bought me a Boyzone backpack when I started school, and I remember not being very impressed by it. It had a big picture of Boyzone on the bag, and I just remember I took one look at it and went, maybe we should give it to someone else, because I was never really a fan of Boyzone. When I was about five or so, my dad took me to the Childline concert that year, and Boyzone were on the bill. I don't remember anything about the performance because I fell asleep during it. So I think that pretty much sums up my relationship with Boyzone as a child. I never liked Ronan Keating's voice. It always annoyed me and it still annoys me. But despite all of that, I'm playing a Boyzone track now, purely because this song isn't bad and I was quite fond of it when I was a kid because it was on the soundtrack to the Mr. Bean movie, which came out, I think, maybe 97 or so. I was around five anyhow. So I saw the Mr. Bean movie in the cinema and I really liked it. And we had the soundtrack on CD. Mr. Bean also appears in the music video for this song and that's why I liked it so much. That soundtrack was always being played in our house. So purely because of that, here's Boyzone with Picture of You.
Never knew it was
That was Boyzone with Picture of You from the Mr. Bean movie. So that's the reason I liked it so much, because I was a big Mr. Bean fan. You're listening to The School Run with Sarah, where I'm playing songs from my childhood, and that was one of them. Another one now, we're going a little bit further ahead to say the late 90s, early 2000s. S Club 7 were a big part of lots of people's lives, and they were one of my favourites at that stage. I thought they were really cool. I tended to like groups with girls and boys in them, and yeah, S Club 7 were just, I thought they were really cool. I used to watch their TV show after school every day, the one where they were in Miami. God, I have a lot of memories associated with that. They had quite a few hits that I loved, but I went for this particular one because it was the one that was always played at like every kid's birthday party that I ever went to, and a lot of school discos as well. There were so many kids discos that used to happen in primary school, and it seemed to be like every year towards the summer where we'd have like the annual school walk for charity, and then afterwards in the hall we would have a kids disco, which I hated because I was really self-conscious as a kid and I didn't want to get up and dance with everybody. But yeah, this song was always played at kids discos and birthday parties, and people used to dance to it in the schoolyard as well. So this is Reach by S Club 7. That was S Club 7 with Reach. I loved S Club 7 for quite a while. And when they split up, I was not impressed, to put it mildly. So now we've kind of reached a turning point in the type of music played. We're heading into the kind of territory now where I was starting to discover things for myself. So it's now 2002 and I'm 10 years of age, and this was the year that Avril Lavigne's debut album Let Go was released. It was the first album that I ever bought for myself, so naturally I thought I was the bee's knees. Look at me, I'm buying an album. I still remember where I bought it. I was out shopping with my parents. I went into the local Virgin Megastore and I was told I could choose any album I wanted, so I went for this one. My friends were all listening to Avril Lavigne at the time, so I decided to as well. And she became a bit of an idol for me for a while. This was back when she was actually cool. After her second album, I lost interest and she went downhill for me. And she's been pretty much downhill ever since. But back then she was really, really cool. I used to listen to this album obsessively in my room on my PlayStation 2 because I didn't actually have a CD player at the time. So I was really cool with my PlayStation 2. And my friends used to come over and we'd listen to the album. I think, oh God, I listened to it at least 3 times a day at one stage. That Halloween, when I got this album, I decided to dress up as Avril Lavigne. And I was really excited about this for weeks. I thought I was going to look so cool. But for various reasons, my costume didn't quite work out. And I was devastated. And my devastation only increased when I realised that evening that pretty much all the girls on the street had also decided to dress up as Avril Lavigne and they all looked amazing. So I was very, very annoyed by this. I refused to go outside. I was so annoyed. And that was the last time I ever dressed up for Halloween. So quite a sad story attached to that. So this song was the first song on the album and it always reminds me of that particular time when I was listening to it nonstop. This is Avril Lavigne with Losing Grip. Avril Lavigne back when she was cool in 2002. When I was listening to that song there, I also had a flashback to putting the album on and, you know, there's the quiet kind of bit at the start and then it really gets loud. And I remember opening my bedroom window and there were a lot of older kids outside on the street and I blasted it from the window and they all just looked up like, what the hell? Why is this kid playing this album so loud? And I thought I was really cool, of course, but I probably wasn't. So that was Avril Lavigne. Continuing the trend of discovering music, the next band is Ash. I got really into Ash when I was about 12 and I bought an album of theirs in my local record shop. This was the point where my family had just moved down to Wexford, which is in the southeast of Ireland, about 2.5 hours south of Dublin. So we'd left Dublin and we'd moved down there. And I started a new school and basically started all over again, which was quite scary at the time. But this was also the time when I discovered a lot of music. And I think I was doing that as a way of trying to fit in, I think, and also to have something to do, because at the time I felt quite, you know, lost and a little bored as well. Everything was changing and it was a scary time. So I was buying a lot of music at the time to try and get through that. So Ash was one of those bands. This album, Free All Angels, was released in 2001, but obviously this was a few years afterwards that I bought it. So this is a track from that album by Ash. It's called Burn Baby Burn.
Team.
That was Ash with Born Baby Born from 2001. And I was very into that album when I was around 12, which, as I said earlier on in the show, is going to be my cut-off point. I'm not going beyond the age of 12 because then I started listening to stuff that I still listen to now, and my tastes were kind of developing. With the exception of this next band, this is a band that I still listen to now, but I'm particularly proud of having discovered them when I was 11, which is when they first emerged. Franz Ferdinand released their debut album in 2004, and when that was in the charts, that's when I got into them. I thought they were a fantastic band, and I still do. So I've been listening to them ever since, following their career, and I was lucky enough to see them live a couple of years ago, which was great because I'd wanted to for years and just never got the chance. So I'm still a big Franz Ferdinand fan, and this single is probably, in fact, it's definitely the first song of theirs that I heard back in 2004, and it's still my favourite to this day. This is Franz Ferdinand with Matinee.
A fringle, slacken ties and I. Accidentally I charm you and tell you of the boys I hate, all the girls I hate, all the words I hate, all the clothes I hate. Oh, I'll never be anything I hate. You smile, mention something that you like. I made it and what I made is unclear now. But his deference is and his laughter is. My words and smile are so easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Follow me through corridors, refectories, and files. You must follow me.
That was Matinee by Franz Ferdinand, a band I still love to this day. And what I loved about it at the time was the fact that it kind of name-checked Terry Wogan and, you know, BBC Two and everything. I just thought that was really clever. So we've come to the end of this week's episode of The School Run now. Thanks very much for listening. It's been a real nostalgia trip for me, and maybe for you too. Who knows if we were listening to some of the same things. Either way, I hope you've been given a good insight into the music that I listened to when I was a kid. So to end now, we're sticking with 2004 and something else that came out at the time. This was when Green Day's American Idiot album was released. So this was the first Green Day song that I ever heard. So I'm very fond of it for that reason. So I'll leave you with that now. This is Green Day with Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Thanks for listening to The School Run. I'm Sarah Stacey. Enjoy.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Up and everything's alright. Check my vital signs and know I'm still alive and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. And I walk up.